producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, those a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim listeners, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about, the one who holds to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. I'm filling in again for Bradley today, live here from the bunker in the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina, and you would not believe the change in weather we've had. Yesterday, it was gray, it was rainy, it was cold, it was so cold, the windows were fogging up, and today it's just a beautiful fall day outside, sunshine, we've got a nice breeze, it is just perfect outdoors. And but we want to welcome you to the Sons of Liberty today. If you'd like to call in at any time, the phone lines are accessible at 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we don't do Chinese buffet here, so call in, stick to whatever topic we're on, and we'll be glad to bring you up. You can find us online at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com, and we're also on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media, as well as Bradley Dean. If you want to follow him there on Facebook, Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean. And also, if you want to follow Bradley on Twitter, it's BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on Twitter. Yesterday was an interesting discussion. I hope that you were with us. If not, maybe you can pick up the podcast to listen to Scott Buss as he joined us to talk about what was going on in Tennessee. We talked about many of the counties taking up arms, if you will, not literally in the sense, but using the power that they have of the people and of the state under our Constitution to basically ignore, nullify, disregard, whatever you want to call it, the ruling by the Supreme Court, which was an illegal ruling. It was not one that is under their enumerated powers regarding marriage to include sodomite earlier this year. And I brought Scott on because Scott works in the State House, and there is a House bill that is coming up in 2016, Lord willing, January 2016, House Bill 1412, HB 1412. If you're there in Tennessee, you need to call your representatives and get behind that and support that. That is a way of you giving voice to the fact that you will not permit lawlessness and people who usurp the law by claiming that they have law on their side. It will be a way for you to make that stand, to give voice to that. And you do that by the way of your representatives. They are your voice. So if you're silent, they're going to be silent. If you're loud, then hopefully that's going to put pressure on them to be loud as well. Also, we talked a little bit about what was going on as far as you guys out there being able to pull that House bill, the verbiage from that. It's filled with references into history of other rulings and law and such as far as what real marriage is. Maybe take that to some of your representatives, introduce it in your state house, and give it a way of sort of putting the finger in the eye of the federal government to say, this isn't where you're supposed to be putting your nose. you were given authority to do certain things. You're not doing those. You're doing things that you're not authorized to do. And then start impeachment process against those Supreme Court judges. They need to be removed. They're not conducting themselves with a good behavior, as the Constitution says, and so therefore they need to be impeached, just as the man in the White House, and just as there needs to be recalls among many of our senators and many of our congressmen who have bad behavior. They need to be dealt with appropriately, and we need to do that as the people. We need to stand for what is right, and when those guys go wrong, it's our job to correct them and to bring them back in line with where they should be. So with that in mind, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Tim Davis, her stand earlier this year, apparently has been attributed to Kentucky's Matt Bevin winning the gubernatorial race there. He got behind her, he's a young man, and praise God for a man who will come behind and stand for what the law is. And stand for her in what she did. A lot of people, I even had friends write articles, make comments about, well, she should follow the Supreme Court ruling. The Constitution gives no legislative authority to the Supreme Court. And let me tell you something. I understand why case law is where it is. It is to prove out what the law is. But here's the reality. The Supreme Court does not have the authority to make law. All legislative powers are invested in the Congress. Congress has never made a law, ever, never, ever, never, never, never made a law in which sodomites can marry, and that's recognized. Never. So if the Supreme Court wants to rule, they can kick it back to the Congress if they want. But in this case, this was an issue that was in state. It is to be handled in the state. The federal courts have no business ruling on what happened in Kentucky at all. And as a result of it, Kim Davis was not only upholding the law of God, and this is something that needs to be pointed out. She was upholding the laws of the state of Kentucky. Let me say it again. She wasn't just upholding her religious faith, which is what's been touted in the media. She was upholding the laws of the state of Kentucky, which were parallel with the laws of God. They were indistinguishable there. And the federal government stuck its nose somewhere it did not belong. The federal courts are not given authority to rule in matters like that, that are contained within the state. They're just not given rule for that. Read your Constitution. You'll see that. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Obama going after guns is still one thing I want to do. He's been going after them the whole time. He's been trying to push more gun control. We heard from before the 2012 elections, it was rumored that Valerie Jarrett had said, you know, the gloves are going to come off after this. We're going to come out fighting this, that, and the other. And you bet your bottom dollar, this is where the people are going to go. They're going to go after the guns in one way or the other. You say, well, they're just wanting more background checks. That, look, let me explain it to you like this. Gun control, ask a person who's for gun control, when is enough? The answer is always going to be when the guns are gone. When everybody's turning in guns and nobody has guns but government and police. Those are the wrong people to have them, if that's the case. Okay? The people are armed in order to secure a free state. That's the Constitution. Socialist Democrat introduces bill in House to tax every gun $100. We'll talk a little bit about that after the break, and also want to focus a little bit on the Federal Reserve today, so stay with us.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Way has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Way is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld.com. WHEY.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I mentioned before the break, Socialist Democrat introduced this bill in House to tax every gun $100. I guess this is the same kind of mentality it was that they put on things what they call sin taxes. They're not necessarily sin. But they call them sin taxes, where they go on tobacco or they go on alcohol or these kinds of things. And this seems to be what Democrat Nydia Velazquez from New York, she's a Democrat, and 12 of her co-sponsors of a new bill, H.R. 3830, which they have named Reducing Gun Violence in Our Neighborhoods Act of 2015. It's not going to reduce any gun violence in neighborhoods. It's just not. The numbers, if for those who want to actually look at them, when you look at America, we are, I did an article earlier this year, we are the largest country, or excuse me, the country with the largest number of gun owners in the world. And yet, on a scale of murder rate by gun, we aren't even in the top 100. So what does that tell you? Well, it tells you that the two are not, you know, inexplicably tied together. The issue is, when you really get down to looking at things, is the majority of gun violence, where it happens, the majority of it, not all of it, but the majority of it, occurs in a lot of metropolitan cities that have very strict gun laws. You say, well, how is that possible? I mean, we're told we need more gun laws in order to stop gun violence. Well, how do I say this in a politically correct way? It's a lie. I don't know how to be politically correct about that, nor would I want to. It is a lie. The very people pushing this stuff, it is not about stopping gun violence.
It is about keeping people who want to keep, who want to obey the law in check and under control and under the thumb of those who want such measures. And again, you could go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can look up Demonizing the Modern Musket in our search box there. And you can read where I did this a couple of years ago where I took that and I pointed that out. I took the FBI's own statistics and showed you this is not the case. The place where the most gun violence happens is within gun-free zones or areas or cities, states, whatever, that have very strict gun control laws. That's where it occurs. And a large measure of those come in impoverished areas, too. And I'm not a socialist. I don't believe that we ought to be taking tax money and dealing with poverty. And that's for the individual. That's for churches. That is a command from the Lord Jesus that we ought to be able to do. The poor is always with us, Jesus said. We're not going to get rid of them, but there are means by which we show the love of God to the poor in our care for them. So there is a place for that, but it's not government's place. Government's place is to punish the evildoers and to praise those who do good. That's it. Romans 13, 1-5. That's it. That's all they do. And so when we start asking government to be charitable with our money, we have a real problem. And this is part of where Ms. Velasquez goes. Every time you buy a gun, it's not like they're, you know, for the most part, extremely expensive. Even a good Glock or whatever you can pick up for $400, $500, $600. I mean, it's not like it's that expensive. Pick your caliber and you're in there. But now you're going to tack on another $100, and that is going to go to this Reducing Gun Violence in Our Neighborhoods Act of 2015, to various people with political agendas to take your guns. So what they're going to do is tax your gun because you have the right to keep and bear arms, and then they're going to take the money they tax you with to fight against your right to keep and bear arms. That's what they're going to do. And among these people, these 12 sponsors that are on here, guess who's on the list? Minnesota's favorite stealth jihadist, Keith Ellison. Yep, he's backing that. That's no surprise. I mean, the Islamic Society of North America has been after America's guns for some time now. They joined the Brady campaign. They're after taking down the Second Amendment. And you need to understand that. I hear all the time, Islamists are our friend. The Muslims are our friends. You know what? John is very clear. I want to be very straightforward about this. John, in his epistles, 1st and 2nd John, is very clear. And for my friends who get into the whole last days episode that we're in the last days and this, that, and the other, and I don't say that mockingly. I say it as it's not scripturally substantive. For you guys who do that, you talk about Antichrist, and you want to reference him in all kinds of books of the Bible, 2 Thessalonians, Revelation, this, that, and the other. But John takes it down to a doctrine. And you know what John says about who is an Antichrist? Here's what he says. He says it's the one that has denied that Jesus has come in the flesh. And what is he saying there? Do Muslims deny that Jesus came in the flesh? No. They don't. They recognize he came in the flesh. They recognize he's a prophet. But what is John really getting at? Well, John's understanding of Jesus is that he is God. He is the creator. John 1:1, John 1:3. He is the Word who was in the beginning, who was not only with God, he was God. And again, that is some of the underpinning of where the doctrine of the Trinity comes from, that God manifests himself in the flesh. He is called Emmanuel, God with us. That's Christ's name. And so when we're dealing with these who want to take our weapons, who are of the faith of Islam, which is no faith, it's really not. It's a political ideology that's veiled in religion. That's what it is. They are Antichrist. The Bible says you don't even invite them in your home. That's what John says. The apostle that Jesus loved, he said, don't even invite them into your home if they don't hold to the doctrine. It doesn't mean they don't need the gospel. They most certainly do. I wrote an article just the other day. Many Muslims are turning to Christ because they've seen the face of Islam in the Middle East. And praise God for that. God is moving because he is saving a people out of every tribe, tongue, people, and nation. But you need to understand, they're part of the enemy of America, those who openly speak against the gospel and against the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the foundation. Go back long before our Constitution, when men knew how to be very specific, and the Mayflower Compact was laid down, there is no question of what this country was ultimately founded on. It was founded on the gospel of Jesus Christ and the advancement of his kingdom. That's it. You say, well, what about the Constitution, this and that? Well, you know, Brian Fisher has made arguments to which, when they appeal to the year of our Lord, they're specifically saying this is the year since the coming of the Christ, the Lord Jesus. Muslims don't do that. They have a different calendar. Jews don't do that. They have a different calendar. You say, well, are they Antichrist too? Well, that's what John says. You say, are you anti-Semitic? No, not at all. I believe both, and you need to look at what Semitic is. Jews and Muslims are both Semitic people. It's the area from which they come from. It doesn't just apply to Jews. And both are in need of the gospel of Christ. So I don't stop at, you know, I have Jewish friends, I have Jewish contributors on some of my sites. And I don't stop and say, oh, no, you're this, that, and the other. There are some who are very much supportive of Christians. And though they may not be believers, they're very open to hear the truth, just like many of those in Paul's day and in Christ's day. And there are many who are not. But we still give the gospel the same. I want to let you know some of the people who are behind this push to take your guns. And it's not just this representative, Ms. Velasquez. It's also the current guy in the Oval Office. I just refuse to call him president because I think he's a usurper. Now we're having the talks about the media covering up his fraudulent documents. And you know what? They can go cry in a river as far as I'm concerned. We've been calling that out for years, those of us in the alternative media, for years, even time before this man was put in office. And the media has been silent. As far as I'm concerned, they're complicit in his treason because he has taken the office by usurpation, not legally, not lawfully, and he should be held accountable for that. On the other side of the break, we'll pick it up with what Obama says he wants to do with the guns, and then we'll move over into the Federal Reserve. So stick with us on the other side of the break. We'll talk about that.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Back in 2013, following the Sandy Hook shooting incident, which many still believe was somewhat orchestrated, manufactured, whatever, we had Barack Obama and many of the Democrats coming out and wanting to push for more gun control. Sadly, we had Republicans wanting to do that. It doesn't matter either way. As Bradley has often said, we have one constitution, so it doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on. If you're going after guns, if you're going to do that at the federal level, you're violating your oath of office. You should be removed from office. You have no business being there. But following that shooting in December of 2012, in January of 2013, we had Barack Obama coming out. We had him pushing 23 executive actions, as he called them. They're executive orders. And, yes, the president has executive orders with which he can direct his people under his authority. They're in the executive branch, no question about that. But when you do that to impact law or what is pretended law against the law that restrains them, which is the Constitution, and the Constitution has a Second Amendment that says it shouldn't be infringed, and therefore, when you issue executive orders that tell unconstitutional agencies like the ATF they have to do this, that, and the other in order to infringe upon your right, or the Department of Justice to implement things like what we have with Operation Chokehold to cut off gun dealers from selling their guns, that is unconstitutional. The lawbreaker is not the people. It is in the government itself. And this is what our representatives need to understand. They keep talking about not rising to the level of impeachment. I don't know what their level of impeachment is, but the Constitution says just for a simple misdemeanor, a president can be impeached. A simple misdemeanor. And I realize impeachment is more of a political thing than it is a judicial issue. But this guy who's been in there now
has a plethora of things that are way above the level the Constitution speaks for. In fact, I've written on it, I've laid out a case where his arming of the Muslim Brotherhood, especially there in Egypt, is treasonous according to the Constitution. He should be impeached, he should be tried, and if he's found guilty, which I think he would be according to the evidence, there should be a swift and public punishment for him, and it shouldn't be jail. It should be how we used to bring justice on those who were tyrants, on those who were treasonous to our own country. But in pointing back to 2013, Obama signed the 23 executive actions. Some of those included studies, which are unconstitutional. Some of those included different mandates to the ATF and things of this nature. Many of them were just, there might have been one or two that might could have skirted through, but overall, they were unconstitutional things because they attacked the Second Amendment. Just head on. They just attacked it. And you remember, Barack Obama was very much like Hitler. You remember Hitler, you say, well, I don't like the use of that. Well, I'm going to give you the thing. You remember Hitler used children to kind of get across propaganda. And if you remember in January 2013, he marched all those kids out behind the stage behind him who had written these letters, oh, we want gun control. Please protect us. When that's the duty of their parent, not the government. Because, again, I'll remind you, children do not belong to the state. They belong to the parents. Let me ask you, who created that child? Well, we can all say God created the child, well, at least those of us who believe in life at conception believe what the Bible says about that. We can say the parents, or God created them. But how did he do that? He brought a husband and wife together. He brought a man and a woman together. And as they did, they conceived a child. And who carried that child for 9 months? Well, it was mom. And who bore the brunt of that, the sickness and the change of her body and the change of the hormone? It was mom. And then who gave birth to that child? It was mom. And who ended up probably paying for that child? It was probably dad. Maybe mom joined in with some of that. But they're the ones who went through the process. And then who feeds and clothes and houses that child? And who is supposed to teach that child? I know it doesn't occur all the time in our society, but who's supposed to teach that child? Mom and dad. Where's the government at in any of this process? They're not there. But yet, Barack Obama brings these children out, promotes them as agents of the state in order to attack the Constitution. These are some pretty smart letters from some pretty smart young people, says Obama. Really? I don't recall him doing that with anybody who might have been on the other side who had children who learned what the Constitution says, who doesn't live in fear, who trusts their mom and dad. I don't remember him pulling those kids out and saying, these are some pretty smart letters from some pretty smart young people. Do you remember that? Don't remember that. Now, he pulls out the people who he can manipulate for his own agenda. In fact, he pulled out some of the quote-unquote Sandy Hook victim families and had them speak out for gun control. Well, shame on you parents just as much as shame on you Barack Obama for what you're doing. Gun control is not going to stop criminals from doing what they do. And has already been noted time and time again, whenever there's a shooting, if it's a mass shooting, if it's just a simple shooting and people want to blow it up, the issue is no gun control laws would have stopped it. None. The person is a criminal. They do not follow law. You can write them all day long. It's one of the frustrating things, and I'll tell you, it's one of the frustrating things to me about the Article 5 convention crowd that says, well, we need an Article 5 convention to stop federal tyranny. And I go, okay, where in all of human history has writing words stopped tyranny? It didn't work for our founding fathers. They wrote words. Guess what it brought? It brought war. Declaration of Independence. It brought war. It didn't stop tyranny. The tyrant just became enraged and sent his troops after him. It is foolish to think that people who disregard the law, if you write more laws against them, they will uphold them. It is foolish. Just foolish. But we saw the political mounts in how they wanted to push forward for more gun control in 2013. And what happened? I mean, they had the momentum. There was no doubt they had the momentum. But if you remember, it was the Manchin-Toomey legislation, which was just awful. We had Dianne Feinstein and a new gun ban, which was, again, just awful. And what happened? Well, during 2013, all of that got shot down. I mean, it got shot down overwhelmingly. Some people got spanked over that issue. And why? Because it was driven by emotion. There was even a young man who was a veteran over in, I believe he was in Iraq, I know, but I believe he was also in Afghanistan, too. His name was Aaron Weiss. He was up in New York State, who spoke out against the New York SAFE Act, which is, again, unconstitutional. I realize the Second Amendment is directed towards the federal government, but it recognizes a right that is God-given, which means the state shouldn't be infringing on it either. You need to understand that. The state should not be infringing on that. And Aaron stood up and said, you know what? Your dead kids don't trump my rights because I paid for it in blood. And he talked about washing the blood of his brothers out of the Humvees as they were killed fighting over in Iraq. He talked about seeing his friends killed and maimed. He had fought the good fight. And he had seen what it cost his friends. And most of us can read the history. We know what it cost our forefathers to secure the blessings of liberty. But the issue is, are the people going to stand with God? And I'm going to say it very specifically. Are the people of God going to stand with God in what he has given us? Because I don't care who secured it as much as I care about the one who gave it. For if we have tyranny overrun the land, we are still to look to God. And God is the one who is the giver of liberty. But he gives it under his law. And some people don't understand that. They think, well, if you have law, well, then there's no liberty. You're missing the point here. There is no true freedom without law. And God gives us both freedom according to the law. Again, if you want to comment, 1-866-582-9933. This past week, Obama says that going after guns is one thing that he still wants to do. It is. Now, he didn't put it in so many words, but he did say that was one thing that he does want to deal with. And he's talking about gun control. Well, let's be honest. Gun control is all about going after guns. It is to whittle away the right by saying, well, we can do this. We can implement background checks. I've already told you how you deal with that. Start bringing justice on your violent criminals. You bring justice on your violent criminals, there's no need to perform background checks because everybody out there who would be a violent criminal who's convicted and this, that, and the other, guess what? They're not around. You've dealt with them. And I'm not talking about jail. I'm talking about a biblical justice. But he wants to push that. He says, this is one thing we haven't been able to do. And he's talking about gun control. We have not reformed our gun laws to help reduce the unnecessary deaths we see in this country every single day. And I want to ask you something. He's seen the videos from Planned Parenthood that the Center for Medical Progress has put out. There are over 300,000 babies murdered under his watch every year, and he supports that. Why doesn't he take care of those? Federal Reserve, other side, last segment. Stay with me.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProfit.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The gun thing, and I apologize for that, but I did want to touch base just a little bit on the issue of the Federal Reserve. Our Constitution is pretty clear on the issue of what money is in our society. Article 1, Section 10 says that no state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts or grant any title of nobility. Specifically in that particular article there, Section 10, it says that gold and silver is the coin to be rendered for payments of debts. Now, we used to have paper money that represented actual gold and silver, and they said that on the front of them. You can find them all over. You could redeem those for actual silver or actual gold. So there wasn't an issue there. But we have a long history in this country, 100 years, a little over 100 years, of the Federal Reserve being here. And in case you don't understand the severity of what's going on, I think it was Ron Paul who really brought this to the forefront in his 2012 presidential campaign about the Federal Reserve. and calling it out as the one who has devalued our money. Since 1913, up until at least 2012, I haven't seen the numbers yet, but it's, when I give you these numbers, it's going to be sort of irrelevant because it's almost at the end of it. But since from 1913 until 2012, do you know how far in value our dollar has dropped? 98% of the value of the dollar is gone. It's more than that now. That doesn't leave too much. Maybe some of you are about my age. I'm about my mid-40s. You remember when, as a kid, you'd run to the candy store and you'd find 1 cent pieces of candy and stuff. You don't find that stuff anymore. Why? Well, there's inflation. Well, why is there inflation? Start thinking about some of these things. There's debt. What's the debt based off of? What's based off of? We're paying for stuff that we don't have. And what are we paying for it with? We're paying for it with money that has no value. This is the same thing that happened with the Weimar Republic in Germany. Same thing. Go back and look at it. You say, why do you always want to refer to Germany and Nazis? Because it's the same thing. Men are not learning from the past. And I don't think we repeat the past. We're on a steady, continual timeline, but we do the same things over and over because we don't learn. We don't listen. God said that he hates those who have unjust weights and measurements, and he tells us as his people to have such measurements. My goodness, people think gentle and lowly Jesus, and Jesus went into the temple, and what did he do? He fashioned a cord. He got all Indiana Jones on the boys in the temple who were the money changers. They were the banksters of the day. And instead of following after what God had said, what they did was they started putting things in place to take advantage of people, to take their money. And so when Jesus came in and he saw that stuff going on in his father's house, that's what he referenced the temple as, when he saw that going on, he fashioned a cord and he drove those guys out. My house is to be a house of prayer, but you've made it a den of thieves. You've made it a den of thieves. It's happened in this country too. And I'm not even just talking about in churches where there are false prophets and false teachers who fleece the flock. But I'm talking about specifically with the Federal Reserve. They have taken, and they have taken at least 98% of the value of the American dollar since its inception in 1913. The Constitution does not give the Federal Reserve the authorization to print money out of thin air. Fiat money is what we call it. It's fake. It's monopoly money. If you look on it, it says it's a federal note. Promises to repay. It's not gold or silver. Nothing like that. In fact, it is the job of Congress to coin money. And for many people, they don't even realize the Federal Reserve, they're not part of our government. They're separate from that. There is something that our forefathers warned us about, a central bank. You hear some of the ads on GCN where it talks about a warning of a central bank. Do your homework. Look at it. See what the deal is there. Why are we in the monetary issues that we're in? That's a good place to start. And right now, our dollar is basically based on the petrodollar, which looks like it's fixing to get attacked from both Russia and China and a couple other countries who are putting together their own bank. And if the dollar goes out the window for the reserve currency, so does the dollar completely. It will have no value. And I'd love to spend more time on this. I really don't have the time to do that. But there is a new article out by Ron Paul in which he's asking, does the bell toll for the Fed? You know, the Fed's been doing this job, make sure the unemployment doesn't go down this long, which is none of their business anyway. And please make sure the interest rates, which they really shouldn't have anything in the first place to do anyway. But yet people have been led to believe the Federal Reserve is part of the government, and they're not. They're a centralized bank. They're separate from the government. And I'm going to tell you what their job is. It is to rob you of the value of your dollar, period. I don't think an audit of the Federal Reserve is going to produce much. It needs to be abolished. You need to go back in this country to where we actually have real money in our hands. Real valued money. And this is how control is gained. You start devaluing the currency. We can see how men like George Soros has profited off of that. We want to give him a lot more power than he actually has. He's just a guy who recognizes how things get done. He invests on it, he makes a lot of money. And it's happened in other countries. Devaluate the currency, bring in people to pit against one another, which we're seeing right now. And once that's done, you make a lot of money. Then you move on to another country. You do the same thing with it. Same thing. Over and over and over. Wicked men doing this, but God's people ought to be wiser than this. We ought to be those who look to God's word. This is why I say God has something to say about how our money is to be dealt with in our society. And I'm not just talking about as individuals or families, but I'm talking about even in governing, how it should be dealt with. Now the talk is from the Federal Reserve. Janet Yellen, the Federal Reserve chair, she has hinted that she's going to raise the interest rates in December. Now, look, we all know that's not going to happen, because if it does, they're going to tank it immediately. They're going to tank the entire economy. So they're not going to raise the interest rates. You don't have to worry about that. The question is, how far down are you going to go? The interest rate is like nothing now. Are you going to go negative on your interest rates? Is that what's going to do? You're going to go negative in order to cover up the fact that you've been fleecing the American people for 100 years? Looks like what it's going to do. One of the things that Ron Paul points out is Trump had made headlines last week by accusing Yellen of keeping interest rates low because she does not want to risk another economic turndown in President Obama's last year in office. Now, Paul disagrees with him. But there's no doubt that the Federal Reserve has been used and it has been influenced bipartisan politics. But the issue is, again, we go back to what Bradley often says, we've got one constitution. What is the Federal Reserve doing in the middle of this mess at all, period? What are they doing? Why are they even in the midst of it? I mean, if we're not trading in gold and silver or something that says it's gold and silver, that it can be cashed for gold and silver at the moment, like our money used to be, then we have violated the Constitution and we've allowed others to violate it as well. Stand tall, America. You heard yesterday Scott said people are standing. We're going to get the victory. I share with you with that the first. Let's do it against those who want to grab our guns, those who want to take our money. We'll see you in 23. Take care.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.